Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
From then, I'm in real food. It's real doo-doo. All the little newborn, the little stringy that's one, cool. That's nothing, bro.
See,
when you get them, yo. All out the side and them, yeah.
Oh, when the nappy's exploding now?
Yeah.
Bro.
Nappy exploding up the back. It's all on your neck. That one's dark when they in the car seat.
Yeah,
it just
bro.
Goes so there, all back. The way to their neck.
See a dude on his shoulder.
Oh, yeah, I remember, yeah. I remember you only in the potty for a bit, innit?
Yeah, and in the front room. That's where she used to do it. Anytime I would have a toilet in the house, even if I would fart, they would get upset and pretend like they'd be like, it's the biggest surprise ever. Like, oh, what the f***, Dad? I'm like, you come into the toilet where I'm what do you expect
would
to
you
smell?
Say that's the best way of potty training?
For Eric, I've done it with the girls. This was the best ever, the most successful, because she even flushed the toilet after.
How did you find it?
I loved it. I was doing my lives. Honestly, you know what I mean? Mine was more, rather than potty train her, mine was to say to the family, because one time I was eating my bangers and mash, and then Erin right next to me, because the potty was right next to the chair where I used to sit on the chair and eat my dinner. Erin done a and they started celebrating, and I could smell the
next to your food?
Yeah, that's where the potty was. You know what I'm saying? They celebrated, and I couldn't believe it, so.
Why did you set your food up next to the potty?
Huh?
Why did you set your food up next
it's
to the
just
potty?
Next to the chair. That's where the
culture
is.
Culture.
What so culture?
We had a what?
What culture?
Stop. What culture?
Chill out, man. Remember
Stop
the
it.
Talk we had.
You think you're funny?
Stop it.
You think you're funny already?
So wait. So I'm sitting here. I've got the video. I'm sitting on the end of the chair. The potty's there. It's only a small little flat. She's there.
Is that two?
Well, you just farted again.
Twice.
So you're not potty trained yet. Yeah.
Wait, is he doing the one that go dum? Dum.
This one went, no, it weren't that. This one went, vroom.
Oh.
That one, nitrous.
Bro, I'm telling you, his farts are toxic.
So, man.
So,
I might
it was more
stay.
To get the family back. It was more rather than to potty train them, but it worked.
That. I respect that.
Why are we talking about potty training? Why? Well, I come late.
You're taking liberties in your household.
What?
Because you went to shit. That's right.
Poo.
Is that you talking about me?
Yeah, of course we're talking about
you. You were talking about. No, you weren't.
We were
talking about poo on the shoulder.
No, well, I don't think you've got poo on your shoulder.
That's how it got to, because man, them saying Steve was farting too much. That's the way he went to
did
go
you?
On your poo.
So when I'm not here, you talk about me?
Nah. Yeah. We're basically saying, because Dan said the fart after is crazy. I'm saying-
No, it's the fart before. What the hell?
That's right. And then we went to babies, and then you came in and continued it.
All right, yeah.
I said, when my son farts sometimes, I just tell him, just go to the toilet.
Yeah, you know.
It's time.
Cooking up that
Emma,
shit.
Emma said that to me as well.
Just go to the toilet.
Yeah.
You're a despicable human, though.
Why?
You just are.
Nah.
Despicable me.
I was going to say that.
You know what it is?
But you're sh**ing around your yard in your front room and that.
You were sh**ing in your front room.
Yeah.
Didn't you hear his whole story?
What was you listening
to,
bro?
Front room to
he's got chain. Bangers and mash and the potty next to him, bro.
Why bangers and mash? Oh, the culture.
No, but that's your daughter. And that ain't you.
No, but because she kept doing it, I said, "What will you? How will you like if I do it?"
But you started sh**ing.
So I bought a Kazi.
What's a Kazi?
A travel toilet, Kazi. That's what it's called.
And you started sh**ing in your front room.
And it was the best thing ever, because I just didn't have to leave the front room.
Did
you have like a? So do you have to empty it as soon as?
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Okay.
Take it out though. You just take it out.
Because you know, like you can get like those you know, like the nappy bins almost.
Yeah.
Like, you can put it in there that keeps the smell. So
that's
what you think though.
Where'd they empty it? Mm. Down the toilet.
I got a good one.
See?
I remember when nappy bags stopped working, bro.
He's in his front room, and to bring in the toilet and flush it down the toilet. Idiot.
No. Because a message got laid to the family. Yeah.
What? Don't ramp.
Don't ramp with me. And the next one, the potty, the baby was potty trained so amazingly.
Yeah, he learned how to poo.
I hear it.
Yeah, man.
All out of love.
I ain't doing it that
long. Listen, you're not called Steve-O the Madman.
No.
You know what I mean?
It.
So.
No, I respect it, but you know the start, it says that opening fart before the. You know that fart before the. Are you doing that in front of the family? Like, the.
That one burns, you know?
Yeah.
That one's the worst.
Burns? Why?
No. You're well, not me. Bro, I'm saying, whoa.
That one's dark, man. You know, you sit there and it's just like, yeah?
Yeah, I don't want enough to do this conversation.
Yeah. Isn't it, man? It's crazy.
He's got black toilet roll. Serious.
Wait. What does that mean?
Yeah, so he wipes his ass, don't even know he's done anything.
Because he's black.
Yeah, because loses is black. So if he's if he wipes his bum with black toilet paper,
you know that?
He wouldn't know what's going on. He must be, that's what he's saying. He wouldn't know what's going on because his shit's black like tar.
Hey, look, stop talking over me. How's Brown going to show up on black?
What?
Yeah.
How?
Say it again. Look at Steve-O.
That's printed. That's printed. Rum to you, bro. That's printed.
Say it one more time. To you, man. Everyone knows who you are.
You
one
printed.
More time.
Printed. Yeah, you're wiping, yeah, with, yeah.
I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah.
Saying if you're wearing black, Lewis thinks if he's wearing black jeans and a brown t-shirt, he looks naked.
He's camouflage.
Lewis is dumb.
Now, if you wear a brown t-shirt, you do look naked, though.
Nah, blah.
You look too. If you wear a brown t-shirt, you look
Bolt
topless.
Bolt used to do that. Bolt used to do that a lot.
Bolt used to do that. I'm like, bro, what are you doing in there topless?
Yeah. He's just brown. Like, I Bolt will be in a skin color hoodie.
Bro, stop.
He's looking the same color
as his
face.
You know, Bolt, you're showing your age.
That's oh, Bolt.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
Big talents. Yeah.
I thought you were Usain. That's what I say, yo.
No, not Bolt.
That's what I thought.
Anyway, we ready to talk about football?
I was going
to
say, can we get into the show?
Let's do it, man. The Premier League is entering its biggest transition on record. We're going to try and answer some big questions. But question, Menace, have we seen the best of the Premier League?
Have we seen the best?
Has it got weaker?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I believe so.
So is the Premier League as a, I don't know, like the leading league, is it done?
No, it's not. Sorry.
I'm going to need an answer.
No, go on. Sorry. Mars, go on.
He's fizzy.
He said no.
No. I've said no, but go on, Mark.
He's fizzy.
No, what's the question again, sorry?
Oh, hell.
This is bad.
No.
Have we seen the best of the Premier League?
No.
No, but you said something that made me say no. What did you say?
That was
it. Has it got weaker?
The question.
No, that couldn't be the question.
Right, can I come in there, please? I've got an answer for this. I've been thinking about this, yeah?
Premier League years.
So you know what it is? I think, you know the era? Let's go back to probably...
Queensbridge.
From 2008 to 2000 and maybe, you know, when Arsenal were popping it and doing, they looking good, but couldn't win nothing. So maybe like 2016, I think that period there, the balance of technique and willingness. So you still had the old guard in there. I think that was the Premier League at its peak for entertainment and all the rest of it. Now, if you ask me, quality wise, it's amazing. Players can do things that players in my day could never do. But they've lost the soul, the fight. They've lost all of that for me. So I think that for me, in any sport, the heart and soul and the willingness and all the rest of it, all of those dogged dog things is the main part of sport for me.
I think I'd go the other way. I think the league's super entertaining with it being close and stuff. I think it's super entertaining. I think the quality is not there. If you look at like, the level that like certain teams, that like the amount of international players they got, certain teams. If you look at United and how many people they had in England, there weren't even a Liverpool player there. I could think back in the day when the team, some media Prem teams had top boys on it, big boy internationals. I've seen Jill Coffin, Campos, and these men around. I'm saying that the quality is not high.
Who?
And one second.
So you agree with
one,
me?
No, one second. I'm saying, I think it's entertaining, but I think the quality, I think the top players in the world right now, our Prem big boys ain't kind of like nowhere near them. You see it when you get in Champions League. We've seen it in the World Cup. Like, do you get what I'm trying to say? Like, you can see like man like Bruno, both the Brunos, Guimarães and Fernandes, we're rating them. International football, when all the top boys are around, like, there's a difference between some of them man in Paris, some of them man in Barcelona. Like, there's a level that not a lot of these Prem men have got. I'll be honest with you, like not a lot of these Prem men have got. So it's super entertaining, but it's not the quality like what we're saying.
So entertaining wise, And I'm on about player for player technical ability. That's what I meant, quality, right? But when I see a centre back and a keeper be able to stand their foot on the ball, pass it to the next guy, he stands his foot on the ball, like, and it goes back, 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 forward, back. Like, for me, the games in the, and I know it's not the Prem, but the World Cup, can talk about the recent games I've seen, the games that were the best games is when teams started lumping it. That's what I call it. It's probably with a bit more class, but they were putting it forward. And when the teams were on the back foot, going end to end, that was what the Premier League used to look like. Now, people that I talk to now, they will say, oh, the Premier League was rubbish. Look at it, back and forth. That's what made it entertaining.
Can I give
me
a boxing comparison here where, that I think might make sense? So, like, for example, AJ and Fury, both past their best. Fight should have happened years ago or whatever it is, yeah? Technically, they're not where they were, but because they're more vulnerable now, it might make for a better fight. So, is it the same where back in the 2000s, when maybe the technicality and it wasn't as good, the games were more entertaining. There were more flaws in the game.
I think so.
There's a lot more.
It's more mistakes for the Mavericks to exploit because now it's so rigid, isn't it?
Yeah.
So,
yeah. It's very tough. You lose the ball to any team, you might not get it back. Like from any team.
I think there were just better players all around the league before. We had an Anaka at Bolton.
No way.
What? I had
them
The players you're naming are the top end. They're the top, like the Djukajevs, they're the top end. But the quality of the actual players to the B team are better.
When you go to different levels, but I've seen top internationals. What's my man, Burrow and where? Like I'm saying, if you go back, there's been quality around this league.
The rest of the team were dog.
I hear that, but what I'm trying to say is,
if
you go through the teams now, you can go through the teams now and probably count on one hand how many international players they got.
Imagine Brighton had like Ferran Torres or something for no reason. That's what it was like back in the day. There'll be a random
Darren Huckabee.
Yeah, like there'll just be a random standout player.
I was saying the reason players ain't standing out now is because the average has gone up.
Yeah, no, 100%.
So someone like Ferran Torres is as good as
Ferran Torres.
No, I'm just reading what it said there.
No, allow it, bro. Allow it. Shush, please. You weren't in the meeting. Remember, we're going to pull people up. You weren't in the meeting at the start. Shut the fuck up, bro. Yeah, we're flowing there. We're flowing. Allow it. Yeah?
I dare you not to flow.
One or two. Yeah, in the league, that's like middle of the road. I don't know if this is the right comparison. Say like a Langer or what's the Arsenal you called? Noni or something like that. Just say like a middle of the road average winger. Is that standard?
Better than average winger.
Are they better than the wingers of old?
Can
like?
I say something?
Yeah.
Can I say something though? One day because the thing's so stats based now, it seems like they're not in it. I feel like that's taking a lot of the joy out of football, innit? Where certain players, you kind of, they go under the radar. So they're not scoring, they're not assisting.
Do the managers have anything to do with it?
100%.
100%, but it's like, you adapt to what the game is, you understand? It's no manager's just going to go out there and give a player a free roll to go come forth.
Let's take a close look at these managers, our manager situation right now. Pep, Klopp, and Slot's left. I don't know why Slot's on there, even though he won the league. Slot was whack anyway, but Klopp, Slot,
and
won
the league. Left. Calling him whack.
Cool. That's fine. There's also 9 managers. That's going to be their first time in the league. Two of them started their job towards last season, meaning 11 of the managers started their job in 2026. Yeah. So there's
it's
a rookie league.
Yeah, the majority of the managers in the Premier League have no experience in the Premier League.
I think they're saying like Michael Carrick is like the second or third longest manager.
Second longest in the top 6.
That's crazy.
We spoke about this last week, I think, where we're saying now, and I said to you, and it wasn't a name drop, but I just had a great chat with Harry Redknapp, Sean Dyche, Kevin Nolan, and they were saying...
That's
what I'm going to say.
Don't chat to me, Flo, yeah, bro. Flo, don't chat to me.
That's what, yeah. And they were saying, obviously now, we said this, how there's a whole team behind managers now. So when you've got a whole team behind you, that experience comes from the geezer who has been in the game for 10 years, who knows about that side of it, the scout that has been in the game for 20 years.
Holland with Carrick at United.
Mm.
Who?
Yeah, yeah.
Steve Holland.
Yeah, yeah. Steve Holland. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. So why are you asking that question?
But that's not anything new, you know?
No, it is, because in the sense of Sean Dyche, Harry Redknapp, and Dyche is sort of middle of the road. Like he's been
middle of the road, yeah.
You know what I mean? Even he had full control. Yeah. Like, he's the last of a dying breed. So now you can now get rookies in, newbies that have only coached for, or in the Prem for a year, but you've got a whole team behind them that's been in the Premier League for 20, 30 years.
So let me throw some more information at you. Only 5 managers, including Arteta, have been at the club for over 2 years.
Crazy.
That's good.
That's not good.
No, well, the other two... No, it's good for me as a United fan. Yeah. The other two have just passed a year and a half in their positions. Yeah, the established generation has almost entirely disappeared. Mm. There's no one.
But this is... It's like... It's kind of what Steve-O was saying. Like, it's easier to be a gaffer now, like, for the first time. And I feel like the Prem is like a good place to land, isn't it? Like, there's obviously a lot of money. You could land... Who's the Sunderland gaffer? The man they landed in the Prem and spent, like, you understand, there's a lot of dough in it. And like you said, Steve, with the team and the data behind everything now, like, it's not like back in the day where you kind of was like, you had that feeling out process and you kind of had to just have like a knack for seeing certain talent. Now everything's just there, innit?
I mean, to me, it sounds a little bit like an excuse. Teams have always had coaching staffs. I'm from a team where my manager would sit upstairs and let Carlos Queiroz and the man to take it. So like, teams have always had coaching staffs. It sounds like It sounds like a bit of an excuse.
That's United.
Marks, it's deeper. You lot have been ahead of in technology. Yeah, the Premier League.
I appreciate that compliment for United. Bro, big up Loons, man. Hey, maturing.
But it's still gonna come with a backhand condom. Compliment. That's why Fergie can't be the best if he had all these coaching staff for him.
If one of us does sit on a table with like a Harry Redknapp or something, and Harry Redknapp says something to him, and he relays it, each one teaches one. Take it on board sometimes. Like, don't try and defend. Like,
what if you think Harry Redknapp's shit?
Harry Redknapp's not.
I just asked you if that's what you think.
No, but for real, Marz, I know what you're saying. And yes, they've always had backroom staff. In fact, Sam Allardyce had bare backroom staff. Yeah, he had 32 at one stage. He had 32 and it was the most in the Premier League, right? But the information the data they've got now, this backroom staff, as well as there's these new positions.
Yeah, data analysts.
Things have changed. The data analysts, the way these guys work out, that's why I know how you feel about the players and their ability and stuff like that. I still think that they ain't as good as they should be. But speaking on...
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
To what you were saying about the managers and stuff and the inexperience of the most of the league, do you think that's going to line us up to get a brand new winner of the Premier League? First time manager, not necessarily club, but a new manager winning it first time.
We've got like a 50% chance.
We've seen it already. Slot done it, innit? Like, it's not impossible.
Yes, but in the past, only 7 managers won the league in their first season. Do you know what I'm trying to say?
Ferguson,
Mourinho, Ancelotti, Pellegrini, Ranieri, Conte, Slop.
So you always call him Slop?
Yeah, because he's...
Now Fergie's ones, everyone's first season was that 92, 93. That weren't Fergie's first season.
It was the first Prem season.
Yeah, no, so it's everyone's first season.
And that was his first goal. And Loons, let it go.
No, I'm just saying that was everyone's first season.
Yeah, and that was his... Yeah, so that was his
first season in management. If you just said it was everyone's first, it means it's his first.
No, but it weren't his first season in management.
That's not what we're saying.
It's not the question, it's not what they're saying.
And do you know what I'll say about most of those managers that we're talking about? They're managers. And now you don't even get that on your job description. You're not a manager.
You're a head coach.
And we run the club. You just coach the players we give you, essentially. So the power, the manager's power is kind of dwindled now.
But what was the manager's power before? He could always be sacked. He could always pick the team. No.
That's why he would be sacked, though, because it was him making the decisions. Now managers are getting sacked, and it's not even them. They ain't brought that player in.
You got different departments that handle different jobs. That director of football, they take the load off the manager. Do you get what I'm trying to say? You got scouting departments. You got representatives there. Yeah, don't worry about that. Yeah. Woo. You got scouting department. So someone like Fergie would be in charge of all the scouting. Nah, they've got boards of committees that.
Of course. They bring us a selection of players.
Like before, the gaffer at the top would probably, especially if he was that hands on, I use Fergie as another example as well, the whole youth team, all the way through. He's got his hands on everything. Now that's sectioned off. That's not your job.
You got to earn that.
With the head coach thing is coach the men's 11, the first or the 25 or whatever it is. Coach the men's squad and that's it. We're going to provide you with the players that we think you need. Obviously, we're going to take a little bit of input from you, but we are going to provide you with the players. We're going to provide you with the infrastructure. If I've got a director of football, we might even tell you what formation we want to play. Just coach these men.
Absolutely.
That's totally different.
It's like a chef going in and he's giving you set ingredients and saying, yeah, sous chef and saying, make these meals, innit? Like, you've got the ingredients, make these meals.
Where the old school manager will go and pick his ingredients.
Absolutely. You've got to earn that, which I think's fair. You can't just give someone the keys to the whole club. Oh, because
you still have to earn it.
No, you got to earn it now because Arteta earned it. Arteta didn't have the keys to the whole of Arsenal. He had to show his worth.
Is that true, Lippy? Did he not come in and say set his stall?
That's true. He came in as a head coach.
And now he's
making decisions. He's the big man.
I don't think every manager now or every coach even wants that. And depends on your club. Arsenal as a club have been searching for that because they had that with Wenger.
I think a gaffer would.
It's like United. United are searching for someone that could.
You're more in charge of your own fate that way.
Yeah, destiny.
You understand?
Yeah,
like you're more.
If it goes wrong, it's my fault.
Yeah, like I'm not saying you want to be the guy with the clipboard scouting these youths, but you want to be more hands on, innit? You want to be chatting to your scouts firsthand, like, yo, I need this.
Or go and look at him.
Yeah. But that's why I say, so bringing it back to the original question, is that part of the reason why the Prem has lost some of its star quality? Thing that made it the
Before,
Prem?
100%. Gaffers used to go to the games.
Yeah, yeah.
You could be watching a game and you can see a net gaffer.
Rafa Benitez is there looking at Craig Bellamy. I remember that.
Stop. And then Matthew Harden lower.
Yeah, you're looking in the stand seeing the guy from the club that's onto you, like the pressure's
Imagine.
On.
Imagine.
You got to turn
remember,
up.
There's not even too much internet there, times. My name's on the back pages linked with a move for Harry Redknapp. I go out to play my game on Saturday and he's there in the stands. I'm saying.
Now you just get them going to the training ground with phones behind trees. Madness.
No, but the Zerbi was at Stamford Bridge the end of last season as well.
That's probably because you were trying to sign him.
You said it there.
He was a Tottenham manager.
And he's a throwback manager. Like, and then look at these, that list that we just had there, the ones that had won in their first season, they're all like legends of the game, by the way. Except for Slop.
And Ranieri. Yeah.
Slop.
Ranieri's not a legend of the game.
Ranieri is
He's
a legend.
He won the league with Leicester. What are you talking about? Yes, it does. He won it with Leicester. He went abroad and he's won it before you come here. He won the Italian league. He's a legend of the game as a manager.
I won't argue because I think it's hard to make an argument because that was a legendary thing that he'd done with Leicester. But in my opinion,
he won the league before he come Premier League, by the way. That's why he got this. That's why he got signed by Chelsea, right?
Yeah, I'm just saying Ranieri is a legend, in my opinion. Don't have to kill me for it.
Why do you keep doing that?
That's cool. That's a narcissist.
You just gotta leave him. Yeah, he's a narcissist.
You're a fucking narcissist.
He is a narcissist.
Leave that at the table. Leave that at the door.
Leave that at the door. I'm telling him to leave his narcissistic traits at the door. Is sick. That's a new one. I think we've got to start doing that.
Quickly though. Ranieri defo didn't run Serie A. I knew he didn't, man. He ran Serie B and Serie C.
I didn't think your autisticness would search that one.
No, I knew he didn't.
What's wrong with you?
Hey, I like that.
I whispered it to him. So just leave it.
Was this part of the meeting for man to chat? You shut the fuck up, man.
The meeting was you got to actually say something.
Hold on.
Yeah? Otherwise you're gone. T-Dot.
Hold on.
Warm up, man.
You fart one more time.
Was it every 8 seasons if someone wins the Premier League for the first time or something like that, innit? On average. Every 5 seasons. Every 5 and a bit seasons, someone wins the Premier for the first time. And this is the 35th season. That means we're due, yeah. And again, with everything that we said before, with all the elite managers going and stuff like that, it is ripe for the picking, yeah. I need you to tell me. If you had to pick a candidate to do the first time Premier League winner, where would you go?
Are we talking about managers or
Premier
clubs?
League managers? No, the managers. Okay. The managers.
First time.
Yeah.
What? Like Dev? What do you mean?
What the club's first time? What, the manager's first.
The manager's first time. He's going to win the Premier League for the first time in his first goal. I'm saying in his first goal.
In his first goal.
Man City.
Maresca.
No, there's a lot, bro. There's at a lot is. Of new managers.
Oh, you
bro.
Mean at City?
Yeah, the same
probably,
as Ferguson.
Probably Maresca then. Yeah, at City.
Carrick,
or Alonso. But it's not his first goal.
It's not Carrick's first goal.
It's not his first goal.
He had a goal last year.
Yeah,
oh,
like,
man.
I think
Alonso or my man.
I think it has to be Alonso. As in, Alonso's the pick for me of the managers.
The one. Alonso. Listen,
why you more than Maresca?
The once a week thing, yeah, is not like I see the effect they had on my team last year. And I just think if Chelsea get another midfielder, like a proper one, I don't like Enzo, I can move on from it. I think if they get a better midfielder, yeah, and get a proper midfielder, they are going to be a force. I don't like Enzo.
I like him and how good he is. I don't think two different things.
Brother, you don't have to kill me for my opinion. Just tell me you don't agree with it. Tell me it's a bad
opinion. Can you stop making some that are good then?
Yeah, that's cool.
What's a bad
opinion? We are telling you, Enzo's not good.
I don't rate Enzo.
Yeah, I don't rate him like that.
You know what it is?
You don't need to get mad because you don't.
No one's mad.
No one's getting mad.
No one's getting mad.
No, you're doing it again.
Stop doing that thing.
Yeah, you're doing it again.
No, but you're doing it.
You're trying to do it. You're not dealing with me.
I think when you sit at the top of the table, I think you can't lead. Your opinions, you make it too strong.
How can my opinion be too strong?
You're fighting it.
You're hosting it.
I've seen this before, you know. It's a whole crux thing. You see when Harry Potter put the thing, like it's too strong for you. The power makes you.
I said, with one game a week, yeah, I think Chelsea are going to be a threat, especially if they sign a better midfielder. You just said something about Enzo. You said then Enzo. You said then Enzo. I don't rate Enzo. Someone said Enzo, and I said, I don't rate Enzo. And now you don't want to fight me.
Can I tell you? You see this one.
Who brought Enzo?
You see this one game a week thing? Yeah?
I said a better midfielder. Someone referenced that they got Enzo. I said better than Enzo.
Oh man.
Why are you taking it so passionate?
Come on,
I talk like this. Shut up.
Yeah, Frodo had this with the ring as well.
Is this what's part of the meeting as well?
Yeah.
But you see this one game a week thing, yeah? Man, not overstating it. Two teams finished above you that played bare football. Yeah? So the more games mean you get to play your way back into and no form and all the.
Of course it does.
Of course it does, bruv.
And no one else, though.
Yeah, because you ain't got the games.
Everyone else below
you ain't got a game in Europe. If you lose on the weekend, you can't go and play winning on Tuesday, then win on Saturday again and get a run again.
One second, stop. You said the one game a week thing's overstated.
Yeah.
You said we finished third, two teams finished above us. The two teams that finished above us are the two best teams in the country with big squads that can handle it. So that don't matter. We finished above everybody else in the league. So how is the one game a week thing overrated?
Why are we not going to finish above Chelsea? Why not? You just said we're the best two teams.
I never said you're not going to finish.
That's why I'm saying the three games a week thing is overstated.
Yeah.
I'm just saying you just have to consider Chelsea and take them seriously.
My response to that was the teams that played bare football finished above United comfortably.
Arsenal and City, the two best.
And so why can't they do it to Chelsea? That's all he's saying.
That's all I'm saying. You lot might even be, I know this might sound mad, you lot might have gone into last season more equipped than Chelsea are going to go into this season, bro.
What?
What do you mean? You might not know who they're going to buy, bro. They still got Sanchez and all these pricks at the back. It could still be bad, bro.
No, you lot got rid of your goalie.
You lot got Sesko and Buemo, the Cunha, goalie, the keeper. You rectified your issues. I'm not saying they don't need Morgan Rogers, but
they could have spent that money elsewhere. Facts.
Cool, 100%.
At the back line, defo.
Wicked. I don't rate Enzo.
We've got a team that can win the league. I'm telling you.
So I got a question. When you won the league, did you play one game a week? Conte?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What players?
Chelsea has always bought well. But even before Abramovich. Like, yous are forgetting. Chelsea have always bought well. I can't remember the squad. I can't Zola. Remember the squad that Mourinho inherited, but I know it wouldn't have been a piece of because I know how Chelsea moved.
It wasn't a piece of but he bought bare players.
Yeah, okay, but there was bare man already bought.
Yeah.
There was
he bought Robben.
He bought Robben, Drogba, all the Czech, Portuguese youths.
Yeah.
Ferreira,
Carvalho. He didn't inherit a great team.
What do you mean?
You are crazy.
Do you know who else was there, bro? Makalele.
What you're saying?
You're Ranieri, Robin, guys. We're going to have to be careful with these facts.
No, come on. Come on. I played against him pre-season.
Who, Robin?
Yeah, that season, bro.
Zola.
Zola and Robin.
Oh, yeah, he did. He did play against Zola.
Zola and Robin.
Not Robin.
Come on.
No, but I said not Robin, but he played against Zola.
No, but played Chelsea 2 years later.
What I'm saying is this, Mourinho inherited.
He ran 2 years off.
Mourinho inherited a team that was ready to go. He just had to make a couple additions, and he went and won the league. Now, I'm not saying that lightning is going to strike twice, but Alonso's come in, and we've got a team there that is a good team. We've just added to it, and we've got less games. And I just feel like if you're not looking at Chelsea and taking them seriously, then you could be in trouble here.
Yeah, I could see that.
I agree.
Mourinho. Is that Mourinho?
Yeah, that's Mourinho. That Mourinho.
Oh, he, Rob Benland 04, 04, 04, 05, bro.
That's Mourinho. Looking at me?
That's Mourinho.
That's Mourinho. You said it as well.
No, I said Jose Mourinho did not sign Arjen Robben. He came in March 2nd, 2004. 12 million arranged by Claudio Ranieri. Just leave it.
Man, look at you idiots, man.
But Dan is right. Simple. If the deal happened in March,
okay,
that
means
it's a Ranieri signing, isn't it?
Robben officially moved to London ahead of the 2004-05 season before Mourinho took over as Chelsea manager.
Yeah, but this is pre-season. He didn't play the season before.
Nah, but it don't matter, though. He's right.
He signed him, but he didn't.
He brought improvements. That's it. It went from 2-1. This Chelsea team, Mourinho came in, added what he needed to add. We finished second the season before, topped it the next season. And anyway, look, I'm not saying Xabi Alonso is going to be able to do the same thing because we finished 10th last year. But one game a week changes things, man. And
we've got a good team. You won it with Conte. Didn't you finish like 8th the year before that or something?
Yeah. So we also had one game a week and we also played 3 at the back and there's a lot of similarities.
Facts.
Simple.
Arsenal weren't there then, bro.
Ancelotti, another one. Ancelotti inherited a very good Chelsea squad. Guess what he went and did in his first season?
Was it the double?
Cup double. Not cup double, league and FA Cup.
League and FA Cup. That's a double, though. That's a double.
That's a domestic double.
Yeah, that's the domestic double. The proper double.
If you win the Prem and the Champions League, that's almost a 2.5.
Might as well be a treble.
Yeah, like, you get
might as well.
The double is the FA Cup.
Pellegrini took over Man City. That team was kind of already set.
Yeah, that was built to win.
And even that went a bit... Like, that was touch and go, but he did it. Conte, same thing. You know what? Managers come to this league all the time and win in their first season.
But that's what you're meant to do, though, isn't it? That's like...
If you've got all the pieces there, is it that hard, that if managers are just walking in and just...
Do you know why it is that hard? Because there was a... Take Slot, for example, yeah? The year before, Klopp didn't win the league.
Mm.
You understand? It's a difficult... feet to do.
That's a misstep on Klopp. I think Slot just strolling in and then walks in the league has proved to you that the quality is not there. Slot's meaty.
But Liverpool were good that year. Regardless, that he had you lot playing with
Klopp. Yeah, you can do all of that. We had it won by April, bro.
To get them to do it over 30 years.
Meaty league, that's
it's all them goals, man.
Why didn't you win it?
Scored a lot of goals, bro. Like he found a way, innit? He found a way. You can't.
Where meaty?
I think what's happening now, in my eyes, is there's not a bully of a manager. Yeah. Pep was a bully.
I think deserves. Regardless if you got
in your first year, you had to deal with Pep, who was at the time cooking Man City to becoming what Man City is now, innit? So you land in your first year within the last 8 to 10 years, you had to deal with that bully.
Yeah. Or at least a bully.
Is different now. A bully could. You got Fergie and whatnot, but
Arteta will take up that role.
Yeah,
though.
I think so.
He'll try, but
Arteta's gonna bad these man up.
I don't know how it's
there's levels.
Be.
Respectfully, Arteta's gonna bad these man up.
No,
is
but
right?
Nah, but Arteta is a bit emotional. Yeah, you see Pep, the mind games, bro.
He's emotional. Like, even
there was times. Nah, he is.
No, but his mind games are top tier.
Yeah, but
Lippin, I don't.
He scratched his face.
Broski, that's in a match. I'm talking about. You can't get him. Remember that. Season more than you believe.
You can't sax him. His IQ is top tier. He's right.
He'll piss you off.
He cried about Aguero saying we can never replace him. Brought Haaland. What? Like, man's on the bench chatting to someone. The camera's gone to the someone. It's an empty chair. He's a different demon,
Pep,
bro.
You see Pep, yeah? Pep's doing things in the
you know, he's chatting to the guy
in the interview
the chair,
room that are influencing the league. Like, he's saying things that are going to make his players go and win and that. Like, he's moving mad. Like, Pep's a big boy.
Slot down that.
But that's who Arteta learnt off. Arteta learnt this. He's a super idiot.
Did you hear about
the
Zerbi
well?
in France? Marseille, how he used to move.
Didn't win the league.
He's a shark, bro. He is a shark. And I think with his Tottenham team, the signings that he's doing, the fact that he went there, like where they was, I think he had a plan. And I think once he got made them stay up, It's game time.
I'll have you know, De Zerbi is a proper coach and Spurs are going to kick ball.
Yeah, man.
I don't know how good they're going to do or what's going to happen, but Spurs are going to kick ball. I promise you.
I'll ask you a question. I agree with you, yeah, but I was thinking this, yeah. How good is the football when you signed a lot of mercenaries? Like, people have signed for money. Like, no one's there because I want to play.
What's he on about?
Like, Tonali had a better offer, offers, and he chose Spurs for the money, like, in terms of mercenary, innit?
He went there because the Italian referee.
I mean, Serbi's got a distinct style. He had them Brighton players rolling their studs on the ball in game two. He looked different. Like, his thing is his thing. He went Marseille, wherever he's gone. De Zerbi is going to implement his style on that Spurs team.
What, he's training men to roll the ball under their feet? I think that's, if you don't do that, don't do it. You know what I'm saying? Don't do it. You know what I mean?
Have you been watching preseason?
Top professionals.
Have you been watching preseason? Bro, Danso tried to do a ball roll, bro. Dispossessed.
It weren't a ball roll. Was it a ball roll? Goal. It weren't a ball. It went through his legs.
He tried to do some kind of wave thing. He did. They're trying to play ball. They ain't got them kind of players.
All the teams, yeah, and that's why they say they don't like that, even like in the championship, like the lower teams are emulating the big ones, yeah. But all the teams are playing out from the back. It's a hazard from it. These things are going to happen. They're not going to stop. And also, it kind of don't mean nothing. You got to get on like City levels and stuff like that for you to be doing it consistently and it not bite you in the bum. But even the better figure of speech.
But Chelsea played Tottenham the other day. I watched
that.
That
was the game.
And
you lost, didn't it?
Yeah, no, we lost. Yeah, we lost. I don't know how.
Chelsea lost 2-1. Richarlison.
But we were peppering them. But do you know what they kept doing? Tottenham kept losing the ball in that kind of
same spot they usually do.
That they kept the ball kept getting turned over. We was hitting the bar, hitting the poles. We was on them. But it means that he's saying this is preseason. This is my style. Right. We stick.
Go for it.
Yeah, this is how we're gonna play.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it, who knows if a few weeks is long enough for it to actually come
so
good.
What do you think? So in context of what we were talking about, do you think he's a good coach? But do you think he's got what it takes to battle the likes of Arteta?
Yeah, man's talking about the likes of the rest, yeah.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Here, today, yeah, 26-27 season that's pulled in. Arteta is the only Premier League winning manager in the league.
Yeah, but De Zerbi,
and he just won it.
De Zerbi's got guys. There's people in between De Zerbi and Arteta.
There's only five managers in the league that have won something in the English game. Period. Yeah, Arteta's up there. Obviously, Premier League, League Cup, FA Cup. I'm not counting Community Shield. That's stupid. Glasner's got the FA Cup and the Super Dish. Maresca,
champ.
Well, that's win something in the English game, period.
Oh, sorry.
Maresca, Fark and Lampard Daniel Fark have won championships. I'm not going to lie. I don't know how much people rate it, but the champs is a proper slug.
It's not easy. Like, it's not easy.
Don't
not
turn your nose up at a championship winning medal.
Not easy league to win.
Yeah.
Tough league.
Lose, don't care.
Not easy league to win, man.
But then again, it shows you the level of the Prem, because once you get up here, it's hard.
Can I ask you, Lotto, yeah? I know this is about the Prem, but ain't it just football in general? Because it's not like there's bare bad boys all over the world. There's maybe a Hansi Flick, Enrique.
Mm.
Who's
Julian Naga?
Put it this way, Mourinho's forward. He's just forwarded back into the fold.
It's not just that though, because there's something to be said for experience. You can play in your league and you can have a totally different experience in Europe. And a lot of the managers that's in the league now, yeah, they're only successful in Europe. They ain't done nothing in England. So that doesn't say that's going to translate into the league.
But they're still a successful manager though.
In Europe. Some teams that struggle in Europe and bad up the league.
But I'm saying, are you talking about in European competition? I thought you meant as managers in European leagues as well.
No. European competition.
Well, Glasner, right. in terms of winning the
Europa and that.
Conference.
But what I'm trying to say, being successful in a European competition that's not guaranteed that you're gonna do good in the league. We've had teams that have won the Champions League and struggle in the league.
Let's be honest.
Why are you getting at me for?
Nah, how
are
you? I'm bigging you up.
Alright, I knew you were talking about me though. Do you know what I mean? Like, don't.
Lips, what was you gonna say?
it's the Europa League, innit? Mm. Like, conference. Like you said, you can win the Champions League and not win the league. So the Europa League and Conference League. That don't mean nothing, really.
Yeah, I'm not rating that no more.
Compared to your domestic form.
It gives you a winning mentality.
Nah, Spurs finished 15th after.
Spurs, but don't get it twisted. There's West Ham were good when they won the Conference League.
Forget the teams.
Palace were good.
Yeah, no, understand? Look, forget the teams. Because you're saying West Ham were good. It's David Moyes, it's Oliver Glasner.
Are they European? Are they European level winning managers?
No. Are they? Are Moyes and Glasner better friends in the league?
As we've said, like I said, it's football. The Europa League is dead now. Europa League used to be proper.
Yeah, it's dead. It's dead.
The other two are Emery and Maresca, though.
When Emery used to win UEFA Cup. Yeah.
It was worth winning. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it wasn't even UEFA Cup then.
Europa.
You get me?
I don't know who made you lot fucking guys that said this worth winning or not.
It was worth winning. Champions League fall down.
It's still worth winning.
You had the Champions League fall down. That's how you had
writing off cup competition.
No, but Steve, that's how you had Fulham, Juve, and stuff like that. Like because the top teams fell down into the that don't happen no more. So they just that's why you have. Who was the semi-finals?
Go and tell Palace. Forest Villa.
I'm probably going to side with these.
Braga.
There's the top nine teams there's nine teams in Europe or something like that. In the league. Half of the league are playing in Europe. And the English teams are the favourites. Okay, but maybe not the Champions League, but you see from Europa
downwards.
The English league, they're going to win them.
No, I hear what you're saying.
Arsenal are favourites,
that's outsiders talking. Okay, go and speak to Crystal Arsenal, Palace. Yeah. Speak to a West Ham fan. Speak to the teams that have gone and won these competitions, and the owners, and see what they think.
Obviously, we see the kind of not the immaturity of the league right now, isn't it? Like no one's really been there long enough to have their stamp on it. Arteta's been there a long time. He's just won his first league. Is the rest of Europe like this? When you're looking at managers in La Liga, what?
Like, Serie A is the worst. They recycle the same five managers. Allegri's done the whole thing.
It's all a football cooked.
It's in a transition. I just feel like everyone is got... I'm chatting shit. It's not even a transition. It's just like, it's caught up to us. We had this conversation like 5-6 years ago when Messi and Ronaldo were slowing down. Like, are the next youths going to be enough? Are they going to fill their shoes?
Can I tell you something?
No, bro.
If you don't play for Madrid, if you don't manage Madrid, Barca, Bayern, PSG, okay, Simeone, yeah. You think I know who manages who in any league? I just clocked. I'll be watching the games. I don't know no managers, bro. I can't even sit here and pretend that I can talk about what's going on with the other managers in the league. I don't know who manages teams.
But that makes you right in what you're saying with Arteta should be the bully because end of the day, he's got to be the Bayern manager, the Real or Barca manager. He's got to be that. Everyone else is, like you're saying, who are these guys? You get what I'm saying?
But Arsenal's got more competition than a Bayern would. I get what you're trying to say, but is
Arteta the bully because Arteta's a bully?
Is
Arteta the bully because he's the longest standing current manager?
Every referee knows him. Everyone knows him.
Man might not like it, but you see Arteta's doggish. He's got that attitude. He's been going up against Pep and all that. It's not like
Klopp
and all that, yeah. These men are gone, yeah. If he keeps it, maybe he might not feel that he needs to deal with these other men like that. But if he keeps that same energy that he's been moving towards Pep and Klopp and all that, these men don't call
what,
be the
what, what energy though? He
galvanized the Arsenal's team. He's got a dogged determination. He came, he made the team dope. He made them defensively solid. He's done all this kind of stuff. He's got them in training, listening to rhythms and that. Like he does different stuff.
But Marks, my point is, we class him as the bully for me based on the fact that he's the only one left, won a league and whatnot. Last season, top six wise, bar Spurs. He didn't bully Liverpool. Like every one of these managers.
Last season, Liverpool couldn't talk to him.
He drew out Emirates and they lost. That's one. United. They beat us, of course, Old Trafford. Then we beat them. Chelsea, did they beat you home and away? It was two draws, I believe, or they might have been. Like that's everyone that I know. That's
this
a
is
bully.
Out of context, though.
No, but like, from a bullying perspective.
Man tried to do the Roy Keane thing, yeah, because Arteta's still seen as like new or whatever, yeah. He's earned his reputation.
Like 9 years.
That's what I'm trying to say. So man are forgetting and still treating him like he's new. Arteta's a top manager in this league now. That he is.
You see the Haaland
I'm sure there was a season where City didn't beat us, bro. Pep still bullied, man. Like,
they won the league, though.
Yeah, they won the league. Exactly. Like, so it don't matter. Like,
yeah, you beat them 4-1.
No, but again, the Pep, Arteta could go on to be a bully. As it stands now, we ain't seen him without Pep and that yet.
Okay,
that's all it is.
So go back to what Mark says, if he can keep that same energy, the energy he needs to keep is like, he's got to have an imaginary op. Like, he's got to, you know, like, he's got to
yes,
go there,
man.
Maresca's in there, and he's got to imagine it's Pep.
That's
he's
gas. Got to
imagine no, it's not no, Locke.
Imaginary.
Go no, there, bro. That it's mentality.
Xabi no, Alonso is looking at Arteta saying, you're not a bad man for me on a football pitch.
Remember, they're all midfielders.
Wait, on a football pitch, I'm your big dog.
Yeah, for real.
I don't care. I just got here. I'm your big dog, and I was
I'm your big dog, but you got those guys at the back, and you got that that guy that's at the youth center. You got the guy that buys all the Rizla in goal. You get me?
That might sound stupid, yeah, but there's something to be said in that. In egos, these men are midfielders. You get me? Xabi Alonso was our pass master, absolute rude boy. He's looking over and saying, Mikel Arteta.
Like, no chance. No
I always say, what are you saying? No international caps. No, no call up.
No.
I'm the reason he read bench.
I remember, remember they were going to get Arteta to play for England. Lose. Remember that? They say Arteta is now naturalized.
It's so bad. It's so bad. He's saying, Michael Carrick, okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. He can play. He can play.
Arteta?
No. I know you.
No cap.
I know you.
I know your dad, man. Your dad used to clean my swimming pool, bro.
You are dumb, man. And trust me, that's going to show up. That could show up.
Let Lippy speak. You're not feeling this.
I ain't got nothing to say, bro. Everything against my team is just hope. Like, you know, there's no actual football.
Look, I'll be real. Arteta, he's the man right now. He's the Pep of the Premier League. When you're talking about managers of the Prem, that's the first name they're going to go for. You know what I'm saying? When
based
big clubs,
on what though?
Because he's won the Premier League. He's been there so long.
The
new Pep as in the leader of the Premier League.
Just say he's Arteta.
He's from my man's stock, bro. He's my man. He's from Maresca's from his stock as well. If Maresca goes and dominates with this Man City, he's going to be the new Pep, just like you
dominates,
get the new Messi.
Just
like you get
good.
All of them.
You just keep sleeping on Maresca. Maresca's good.
But Maresca had two seasons. He is good, but he's not that good.
Maresca's got Boadia.
But what I'm going to say is this. If you are Arteta, yeah? And yes, you are the big dog in this league as it stands, yeah? Surely you're looking over. You know Arteta's coming. He's done an unbeaten season with Bayern Leverkusen. You're probably looking at him thinking, he's the actual reason I couldn't play for Spain. So like, you're going to have a little bee in your bonnet over him, surely.
Wait. Did Arteta beat Alonso's Madrid? It was after Alonso got sacked, right? Alonso.
They're chatting man. They're winding Lippy up. It's rubbish what they're talking.
I get the football side of things, but it's like, there's bare managers that were pricks in their career.
Klopp. That's why Rosinho, we couldn't do the Rosinho thing. He played that whole... You know what I'm saying? Like, we couldn't try and give us any... We couldn't do anything with him.
I will be here in... Let me calculate.
When? Man. When are you going to be here?
You know I'm on an Oracle thing right now.
That's me, man.
Let's say February. Yeah? I will be here in February when Dan is talking.
That's when you have your worst
why it
period.
It didn't work, bro. And why he's gone or should go. That's 100%.
I swear, Dan, I'm putting this in my calendar right now.
Bro, Valentine's Day, bro. V-Day.
And by the way, boys, with this that whole thing, I know you was just really winding Lippy up, yeah? But most good players, a lot of good players, the top players, ain't really great managers, and it's the ones that were the meaty ones.
I was about to say that.
Mourinho hardly had a career.
Klopp
wasn't great.
Fergie.
Wenger wasn't great. Fergie actually.
Scottish League. I know he was a striker. Done all right.
Fergie was a goal scorer. Stop it.
He was meedy.
He was a goal scorer. He was meedy. He's better than you, Kev.
He was meedy. No, he
better than you.
I played higher than him.
No, you didn't.
He played Scottish League. I played in the English League.
He played Champions League, bro.
No, he didn't.
Aberdeen.
He managed them.
He played in Europe, bro. You ain't never gone Europe. You're not better than Fergie.
What are you talking about? I played in Europe.
You're not better than Fergie.
I played in Europe.
Crowd, please, just get in the comments.
Obviously, I know you ain't seen it, but maybe you can do your Googles. Was Steve-O the Madman a better football player than Sir Alex Ferguson?
Yes, 100%.
I can't believe that's
yeah.
a question.
Yeah.
He was 100%. Slamming goals. No, he wasn't.
Have you seen him play?
Yeah.
He played in the 70s. I'm better than him.
So what?
60s.
So did Georgie Best.
70s.
So what, you was better than George Best because he played in the 60s?
No, no, I'm going to tell the truth.
Matt, I got a better touch than George Best.
No, you f***ing haven't. No,
you haven't. But you didn't hear when I was saying it about Keane.
You got a better touch than George
Best.
Keane's
in the 90s, Steve-O.
Hey, Steve-O is better than Di Stefano.
Yeah, Di Stefano.
And that's you Di Stefano. He won the Super Ballon d'Or.
I'm as good, oh, I'm so as, good as Pele.
He's better than Eusebio as well. Yeah.
yeah.
Nah.
He's better than Eusebio.
Nah.
Eusebio, he might be better than Eusebio. Eusebio's around my talent.
Don't get yourself involved. Get him.
One voice. Did you see the video of the Man United players playing in the gym? There's like a, so I think it got rained off. Brother, go, I'm better than that. Now, I'm not saying that I don't understand that was the times and everyone around was that level, but you go and put... You can put an average League One player, go and play. They're the best player in the world. They're Ballon d'Or.
They're not.
They are. You'd yes, they
Ballon,
are.
If you were born 50 years earlier, you'd win the Ballon
yes,
d'Or.
Yes, brother. They'd have no, he wouldn't. My know. Strength. Yes, I would.
This is what people do with errors and with history. No, and stuff
it's the
like
truth,
that.
You
could do
bro.
That. You could do that with any sport, bro. Any sport.
No, you couldn't because John McEnroe can still play now. So you can't do any
You're not
sport.
Better than Michel Platini, bruv. I don't care.
I didn't say Platini, did I?
You're
I
named old
specific
man,
names.
You're bringing up man from the 60s and 70s moving out just because it's the 60s and 70s.
I named specific names.
No, Platini's not 60s and 70s, bro.
You're an idiot, mate. You're a f***ing idiot.
60s are we trying? Are we trying?
No, he's an idiot.
Are we at the end of the end?
20 years later.
Huddle then.
That's 80s and
that's
90s.
20 years later. I said the 60s.
What was the meeting about?
Busby's.
Yeah, if you drop this Steve-O
yeah,
in the 60s.
Yeah, man, I'm going mad.
They think
pace.
He's Messi.
Pace. Yeah.
What, Ozzy Ardiles?
I Steve-O though.
You think you're better than Ozzy Ardiles?
I didn't name that. I said who I am.
You think you're better than Ozzy Ardiles?
I didn't name.
He thinks he's better than Ozzy Ardiles. He's sick.
Ozzy.
Well, he thinks he's better than
anyway,
Andre
hey,
Agassi, bro.
Listen.
Andre is cold.
That's me, man.
Agassi is the coldest.
The best.
Will this be one of the most entertaining, exciting Premier League seasons, or is it just going to be a dud?
I reckon. I think it's going to be a bit. I'll be real.
We said that last.
It's going to be interesting,
kind of,
at least.
It was kind of.
It's definitely interesting.
What would make it a
if they just start going from back to
Arsenal run away from early.
That's what I'm hoping for.
Yeah.
I'm hoping for everyone to just be a calamity and us to just coast.
When the league, when I everyone's really talking that. About second, like
yeah,
it's top.
Yeah, yeah, man.
Yeah, we just need to get there and I'm happy. Yeah. And they're talking about second and third. Like, you know, like that's when you know the league's like done.
I think it's going to be a good season.
I think championship's going to be great. You got us. You got...
No, I'm going down. I'm going to go down the championship with him. I'm going to find a championship team and support them.
I forgot
them.
About that.
Millwall, West Ham. Ooh, best derby in the world.
I think I'm going to support Millwall.
I'm not.
You look like it with your hair. You look like nappier.
For Lisbeth.
Hair. Just hair like that. Like. Comment, subscribe, hype.
You ask the crowd if I'm better than them, man.
No, you know what it is? You know what I hate, yeah? These men always, and you cut the show at their dubs. I never get a chance to react.
Why did you stop, though?
Sit down. I got a dub.
Hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.